Welcome to our call. This is Becky Spieth, and I am so blessed and honored to be here today. God is so amazing and so good to us. We've been chatting a little bit before our call started, and God is amazing. And I want to just encourage you today to, if you are in the marketplace, to minister in the marketplace. You don't have to Bible thump anybody, but you can just take and show gratitude. You can just love on people. You can smile. You can be warm. You can make connections. You can offer to help or assist, offer to pray. Doing those small things can make a huge difference in the lives of others, and it really is fulfilling. Gloriella was sharing with us beforehand how fulfilling that's been in her life since she started sharing that, and I just wanted to just give all of that glory to the Lord because that's so amazing. Today we're going to be talking about love, and it tells us in the Word that God is love, and that to me is just so reassuring. Some people think that Father God is this old man sitting on a throne with a long beard with a gavel or a sword or some type of weapon ready to just give it to us when we mess up, and he's watching and looking for that, but he's truly love. God loves us so much, and he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus loves us so much that he agreed to come, and he died for our sins, and he rose again so that we can live with them forever and be in this unmatched love. And I think sometimes we forget about love. And I was reading in Revelation this last weekend, and I want to share that with you. Jesus loved us so much that he wanted to give us a book to help us prepare, to know exactly where we were in the time frame of his return. So he did that through his apostle John. And John wrote the book of Revelation. And I was reading in that, trying to just get a little closer to Jesus. And he led me here. And this is what he said in chapter 2. This is the first letter that he gave. It says, "To the angel, the messenger of the assembly of the church of Ephesus, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars." And, of course, this is Jesus in his right hand, who goes about among the seven golden lampstands, which are the seven churches. So he's going to write letters to the seven churches, okay? He says, "I know your industry and activities, laborious toil and trouble, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot tolerate wicked men and have tested and critically appraised those who call themselves apostles and yet are not, and have found them to be imposters and liars." So he's saying, you know, I see everything you're doing, and you're in working for me and in working in your jobs, and how you're righteous and you're doing a good job. You're exposing evil and you're doing the things that I've called and I've asked you to do. And then in verse 3, he says, "I know you're enduring patiently and are bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not fainted or become exhausted or grown weary." That's kind of encouraging to us, right? Because I know there are some days where I just feel like I have given it everything I had plus, and I feel faint sometimes, exhausted, or sometimes I do grow weary. The Lord doesn't want that for us. He wants us to love him and to allow him to strengthen us and him to work through us. But he said, you know, "I know that you're doing all those right things and you're working so hard for me." He says, "But," and we know when there's a but, we need to listen, right? Verse 4 says, "But I have this one charge to make against you, that you've left and abandoned the love that you had at first. You've deserted me, your first love." And then he goes on in verse 5 and says, "Remember then from what height you have fallen. Repent, change your inner man to meet God's will, and do the works you did previously when you first knew the Lord. Or else I'll visit you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you change your mind and repent." Now, he goes on and he gives them a few more things that he admonishes them for and he encourages them. But, and he does tell us in verse 7, "To him who overcomes and is victorious, I will grant to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God." But I want to go back. When we repent, that means that we're going to completely turn away, right? It's a call to action. It's a change of thinking. It's God wanting us to be tender and cry before the Lord and just come to him and come back and be in love with him. You know, how do we know that we've lost our first love? Well, he kind of tells us there, right? But some things that might be evident in your life might be that you worship less. Maybe you've completely stopped going to church, but maybe you're worshiping less in your own private time. Maybe you realize that what you're doing for the Lord becomes more important than spending time with him. The old Mary and Martha story, right? Maybe you're just simply going through the motions. A lot of times what we see in the church or we see around us in believers is there's a shift from that celebrating and being so excited about Jesus and all the things that he's doing for us and the, how he forgave us of our sin, and we start to complain. We move from celebrating to complaining. And sometimes we even get a critical spirit. Another thing that usually shows up is there's a lack of a desire to see the lost find Jesus. We're not telling everybody we know about Jesus and his love and how it can change their life. Do you long to be with Jesus where it's not a duty or anything like that? If so, come closer. He wants our time. Just like our kids, can you remember like when you're mom or your dad would come home from work, how excited you would be just to be with them. They didn't have to do anything, and you didn't even really care about so many of the extra things that the work provided. You wanted the time. Just like we want that with our Heavenly Father, right? We want that with Jesus. We want that time to just commune together. He gives us some encouragement here. He says to remember where we've fallen. Sometimes we've got to just look at the brutal facts. Look at your life. What is it really showing? Look at your business. Is it really showing that you've got the first love of Jesus there and you want to serve others? Sometimes we need to return and do the works that we did at first. That's what he tells us to do. Go back. Do you remember when you first started dating? Maybe you're married and you remember that the first time that you're husband or your wife agreed to go on a date and you were there and you just felt all tingly inside. You didn't really know what it was, but you just felt all tingly, like it was awesome. And how, like, can you remember, like, for me, my husband opening the door for me or even when he would bring me flowers or he would plan something special that he knew I loved. I can remember the first time he reached over and he just brushed my hand, not even held my hand, and how excited I was and how he would just romance me and treat me like a princess and how special that was for me. Sometimes, and just so you know, this is my anniversary month. We've been married 25 years this year. It's on the 25th. We got married right after Thanksgiving. And I can tell you that there was some time where it did wane and there wasn't that touch, there wasn't that romance, there wasn't those tender looks and that sparkle in his eye looking at me across the room. Those kind of diminished, made me sad. God wants to have us be in an intimate, romantic, amazing relationship with him, one that is full of passion and desire to be together, just like you were when you first were with your husband or your wife. It's where we choose things unselfishly and we do everything that we can to be with that person. I want you to think about how this applies to your marriage, your life, your business, but especially your walk with the Lord. Did you fall out of love with your business? Do you need to reignite that passion? Ask the Lord to give you back that first love. Do you remember when you first found out about your product or your company and how excited you were? Or even if you're an entrepreneur and you wanted to start sharing your services or your intelligence or your blog and you were just so excited, you wanted to get it out to the whole world because you knew it was of such great value. I want you to find that first love. Ask the Lord to restore that to you. God wants us to be passionately in love with him. I want to read a couple of love letters that I found from Jesus. It goes like this. It says, "How are you? I just had to send you this letter to tell you how much I love you and I care about you. I saw you yesterday as you were walking with your friends. I waited all day, hoping that you would walk and talk with me also. as evening drew near, I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you. Then I waited, but you never came. Oh, yes, it hurt me, but I still love you because I'm your friend. I saw you fall asleep last night, and I longed to touch your brow, so I spilled moonlight upon your pillow and on your face. Again, I waited, wanting to rush down so that we could talk. I have so many gifts for you. You awakened a little late this morning and rushed off for the day. My tears were in the rain. Today you looked so sad, so alone. It makes my heart ache because I understand. My friends let me down and they hurt me many times, but I love you. I try to tell you in those quiet green grass blowing. I whisper in the leaves and the trees, and I breathe it in the colors of the flowers. I whisper it to you in the mountain streams, and I give you the birds' love songs to sing. I clothe you with warm sunshine and perfume in the air. My love for you is deeper than the oceans and bigger than the biggest want or need you could ever have. We'll spend time together in heaven. I know it's hard on earth. I really know because I was there. And I want to help you. Our Heavenly Father wants to help you too. He's that way, you know. Just call me, ask me, talk to me. But it's your decision. I have chosen you. And because of this, I will wait. Because I love you. Your friend, Jesus. Isn't that powerful? Isn't it sad to think that sometimes we do that? We go on with our day and we don't talk to Jesus throughout the day. He knows everything, everything about us. Here's another love letter from Jesus, and then I'm going to go ahead and read one from the Father. Why is your heart so full of fear? Don't you even know that I care? I see you struggle and worry each day. Do you not see all I do to save you? Why do you question my work for you? Do you not see that I died for all of your sins? What part of them did I not see? What did I leave undone? Nothing. You cannot come to where I am without me. I must be your only way. You could never, ever measure up to the entrance test. You must have all I have done so you can trust me. Who told you I would throw you away? Who told you that what I said and did was not enough? Who's lying about me? Why do you listen to them? Open your eyes and know me. You can fully trust me. I'm the good shepherd, and I keep the flock. I protect all of you from the dreadful enemy who stalks you. I am able, and I will not fail. All, yes, my all is what you have. How else could I say what I have said? I give you eternal life, and you will always be mine. Another question now, my sheep, who is big enough to remove you from my hands? Don't you believe any man who tells you I cannot? Do you not see the lies he speaks from the lips that do not understand? If you ever see my cross and what it's all about, you will fully know the depths of my love and how I love each one of you every day that you walk around. Come and rest, relax, trust in me today. I am that I am has accepted you even in your sin. No, I don't like sin, but I fully paid the price for all of them. Come, like I said, and just rest today in my loving arms of my amazing grace. I love you, and I will never leave you. No, I will never, ever leave you. Love, Jesus. Now, this one is from the Heavenly Father. And I want you to just sit, and I want you to close your eyes. I want you to just embrace each word. And I want you to feel the love of the Father. Let it go deep into your spirit, man. Don't let guilt or condemnation rob you of this moment to truly know how you are loved. Guilt and condemnation are from the enemy, not from God. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image, In me you live and move, and you have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived, and I approved of you. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb, and I brought you forth on the day that you were born. I've been misrepresented by those who don't know me, but I'm not distant and angry, but I'm the complete expression of love, and it's my desire to lavish my love on you simply because you're my child and I'm your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I'm the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I'm your provider and I meet your needs. My plan for your future has been filled with hope because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I'll never stop doing good to you, for you're my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who give you those desires. I'm able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I'm your greatest encourager. I'm also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you're brokenhearted, I'm close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I've carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain that you've suffered on this earth. I'm your father, and I love you even as I love my son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He's the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I'm not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son, Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate us from my love. And you cannot be separated from my love again. Come home and I'll throw you the biggest party heaven's ever seen. I've always been father, and I will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love, your dad. Father, Almighty God. Do you see that Jesus and our Heavenly Father, they love us so much. They just want us to be with them. If you've neglected your time, your quiet time, your worship time, or you've just simply moved away from your first love, just one day or one step at a time, I want to encourage you. Come back today. Yes, it is great that you were just like the Church of Ephesus, that you were busy in your industry and your activities and your laborious toils and trouble, and you were patiently enduring and waiting and not tolerating wickedness, but living for God. But he's asking that you come back, that you not forget your first love. Don't desert it. Don't desert them. They love you. I'm going to open up the call line here in just a minute and see if there's any other prayer requests or praise reports, but I want you to just take a moment and just take a deep breath and just feel the love of God, that you are loved. And he's not saying, oh, I want to punish you because you've walked away. You've backslidden. You've maybe left your first love. Maybe you haven't spent as much time with him as you could have. He's not putting guilt on you. He's embracing you with love. He's wrapping his arms around you with the biggest big daddy bear hug ever. He wants to sing over you He wants to write your story in his book. He wants to wipe your tears. He wants you to just know he loves you just how you are. Now, I can tell you, he's going to love you so much that you're not going to want to stay that way. But you don't have to do anything special to be able to come to him, except just reach out. Just love him. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And make him be the Lord of your life. Not just that you made it out of hell and that you're going to skim by to try to get to heaven, but truly worship and love him. Want to be with him. There's nothing more precious, nothing is fulfilling, nothing is wonderful as his love. Does anyone have a prayer request or a praise report that, or something that you just want to share real quick before we go to the Lord in prayer? If you're muted, you can hit star 6 and unmute and come back in. Maybe you're just still all basking in the love of the Father and Jesus' love. I hope this touched a special place in your heart and that you do truly know that you are loved. Each one of those phrases came actually from a scripture. So just know that it wasn't just something that was made up, but there's scripture to back each and every one of those things up. And we know that our circumstances are changeable, but the Word of God is not. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. I just feel in my heart right now that the Lord wants someone on the call to know that he sees you crying out for the financial provision that you need and that he's going to be providing that. But he wants you to also know that he's given you the ability to create wealth according to Deuteronomy, I believe it's 8:18, and that he wants you to get busy, that you keep crying out and he's already provided the way. And he's just saying, I'm here for you. You already have the tools. I've given you the way, and I love you, and I'm going to guide and direct each step, but you've got to do your part. He wants you to be encouraged and to know that he's heard you, though, and that he will answer your prayer. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love you. We are just in awe by your grace and your mercy. Lord, you do love us so much, and you gave your son Jesus. And Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your love. We ask forgiveness right now for time that we haven't spent with you, Father God, and with you, Jesus. We repent deep down in our spirit, man, which means that we are changing our mindset. We're changing our hearts. We're setting aside some of the labor, some of the intensity of all the things that we're doing, and we're going to spend time with you. We know that when we do that, that you make everything so much more fruitful. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the word for those that are listening, Lord, that you have given us the ability to create wealth and that you do hear our prayers. Lord, thank you that you do wipe our tears, that you catch everyone, that you reach down and you love us. And all we have to do is reach up and you promise to never let go. Lord Jesus, we promise to make you the Lord of our life, not just a way to get to heaven and not be in hell, but a way to have a life, an abundant life, so that you can work in and through us to do things that we could never ask, think, dream, or imagine, to do things mightier than we ever could have imagined, mightier than you, because we have Holy Spirit. We are so thankful. We're so honored by your love. Help us never to forget our first love. We know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And so we're asking right now that you strengthen us, that we commit to daily time spent with you, that we are the hands and feet of Jesus, that we want to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which is in paradise. We want to do that. We want to come back to that first love. Thank you that you give us the ability to love. Father God, I pray for Tasha this morning that you will continue to help her overcome illness. We know that it tells us in the Word that you've already taken all of our sickness, all of our illness, Lord. And so I just pray that you will help her as she's strengthening her body and she's recovering. Give her a blessing today, Lord, of renewed strength, renewed energy. And Lord, I thank you for Gloriella, and I just praise you for that, Lord, that you're giving her that spark and that energy and that knowing deep inside of her spirit, man, that she's fulfilling her call, because as she's sharing her business and sharing you in the marketplace, it's so rewarding and so fulfilling. And Father God, I lift James up to you. You know he's got his court date. Lord, I pray that you will free him from addiction. I pray that you will draw him closer, that you will get his attention, and that you will draw him close to follow you with all of his heart, with all of his mind, with all of his will, and all of his emotions. I know you have a great plan and a purpose for each one of our lives, and I know that especially of James. Father God, you tell us where two or more are gathered in your name, that you're there also. You also tell us that whatever we ask for, if we believe it with unwavering faith, that it's ours. And it's ours now, that we have the title deed of faith. So we stand in faith now, not wavering, not doubting, but walking in faith, giving you the honor and praise. Lord, I thank you for my husband and my 25 years of marriage. Lord, I pray that I will have that same passion to him that I had at the very beginning of our dating and our marriage, Lord. And I pray that that passion would be spilled over to you, Lord, and that it would be so amazing. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We give you all the honor, all the glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a great week, and know that we'll be back again next week. And let this week be filled with thanksgiving and gratitude. Praise and worship the Father. Enter into a new place of worship with him. Spend that time with him. He wants it so badly. He wants to be with you so badly. He's there always waiting. Reach out. Take care. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk with you next week. Bye.